It's The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. We're talking about the science of fertility, conception, pregnancy this week. I've got a question here, Kat, from B. Frantle, who says, are female humans the only mammals that suffer from postnatal depression?
Well, this is an interesting one. I've been doing a bit of digging around, and actually there is some evidence that some animals can have postnatal depression. The main animals that have been looked at are rats and mice, because they've mainly been used as laboratory models for humans. And they do find that rats can show depressive symptoms, things like poor nursing, signs of stress and anxiety after birth. And they're also quite useful. You can manipulate the hormone levels in rats to bring on a postnatal depression type symptoms. And there's some labs that are doing this and then trying to test interventions, ways to help reduce this, because it's definitely thought that changing hormone levels, increases in cortisol, drops in female sex hormones, help to bring on this kind of problem. There's some interesting mouse models as well, particularly mice who have faults in their GABA receptors in their brain, on their brain cells and the nerve cells, are much more likely to show these kind of depressive symptoms after birth. And a terrible experiment that's been done in rats, they find that if they take their puppies away for short lengths of time, I mean, not like, you know, days, but if they take their pups away, it does induce depression-like symptoms. I can't find any evidence about larger animals, but there's certainly some anecdotes out there about dogs, kind of dogs and cats, some of them showing postnatal depression type symptoms, like not nursing properly and not really being themselves.
It's interesting because the same mechanisms that lead to mother-baby bonding in humans also work in animals, don't they?
Absolutely.
So there are big changes in hormones which we know affect the mood of animals and the way in which they engage or link, associate, bond with their offspring. So it's not so unlikely that the same hormones that trigger mood changes in us to cause postnatal depression could also occur in other mammalian species.
Yeah, I would certainly expect it to be the case, and certainly definitely in the lab, rats and mice can show postnatal depression.